Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. And I'm Sister Mara and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim and myself will be in your company up to 11 a.m. Assalamualaikum, Auntie Khadija, how are you?
Waalaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm very well, Mara, and I hope all the listeners are also in good health.
Yes. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We commence with a lovely inspiration, something that really inspired me to share it with the listeners out there. Thereafter, we go on to our health, our remedy segment, and it's the benefits of ABC juice, also known as the medical juice. Then we go on to our homemaking segment, something quite interesting, 10 things people with tidy kitchens do every day. We're going to find out something about their secrets. Then cooking segment, our theme today is on juices and mocktails, what type of fruits to use, what type of drinks to use, and also tips and ideas on how to serve your mocktails and juices. And we're also sharing with you some lovely recipes. It's juices perfect for the heat. We've got an easy peasy juice, apple and lemon cooler, a cranberry cooler, and a strawberry and pineapple punch. So those are the lovely recipes coming up later on in the program. The question we're asking you today is, what type of juice or mocktails is the favorite in your home? And you can interact with us on live, 011-854-1548. That's a live call-in number to dial. Ziad will be standing by to take your calls. Then you can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. A tweet at Amara Radio Islam. You can also follow me on Instagram. It's Amara_Mullah. Let's begin today with a lovely inspiration. A 24-year-old boy looking out through a train's window shouted, "Dad, look, the trees are going behind. They are moving very fast." His dad simply stared at him with so much joy and smile. A young couple seated nearby looked at the 24-year-old and thought to themselves, "He's so grown up, but so childish. He must have had a mental disorder for his father not to be bothered." Suddenly, the young man exclaimed again, "Dad, look, the clouds are running with us." The couple could not resist and said to the old man, "Why don't you take your son to a good doctor, maybe a psychiatrist?" The old man smiled and said, "I just did. We are just coming from a doctor, but not a psychiatrist. We are just coming from the hospital. My son was blind from birth. He just got his sight today for the very first time. His behavior may seem stupid to you. It's more than a miracle to me." The young couple just sat down there, lost for words with a mixture of tears and shame in their eyes. Everybody on earth has a story. Don't judge people so fast or jump into conclusion about their private affairs. You don't know where they are coming from or what they have to deal with. The truth behind their story might surprise you. Take it easy with others, even if you have a perfect life. Let us keep working towards the good of all. Now, this story inspired me and I have shared it with you to inspire you too. I hope you all will share it to inspire others. Stay tuned. Let me tell you a little about what this great juice can do for you. Well, first of all, beetroot is a super veggie. Beetroot is great for those of you who suffer from high blood pressure. It lowers the blood pressure and helps you fight any heart-related illnesses. And beetroot is also very good for the brain and has a high content of vitamins and minerals. If you have a vitamin deficiency, beetroot is a perfect veggie for you. It fights anemia and boosts your energy. Now, we all know that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, so there's no need for further explaining how awesome apples are. Be sure that you only eat organic, pesticide-free apples. How to be sure they're organic? Well, choose the ugliest apples you can find. This is my golden rule when it comes to apples, and trust me, the uglier, the smaller. The healthier it is, and perfect apples are usually filled with pesticides and other dangerous substances. And this message comes from a health practitioner as well. Now, carrots are great for cancer prevention. They also have anti-aging benefits and give you a healthy glowing skin. Carrots are also high in vitamin A, which will improve your vision. That being said, this juice is filled with awesome vitamins and it is great to drink during breakfast. It will give you an instant energy rush. Well, what are we talking about? The benefits of ABC juice, also known as the miracle juice. Now, ingredients for one glass of juice is one apple, a quarter beetroot, one carrot, and some mint leaves, and that is optional. Now, the instructions is add apple, beetroot, and carrot in the juicer, add mint leaves or ice, and drink immediately. It is like a miracle drink. It is simple. You need one beetroot, one carrot, and one apple that combine together to make the juice. Make sure they are organic. Wash the above, cut with the skin on into pieces, and put them in the juicer, and immediately you drink the juice, you can add some lime or lemon for a more refreshing taste. Now, the miracle drink will be effective for the following ailments. It's great for those wanting to assist their bodies against cancer and other diseases. It's used by many for liver, kidney, pancreas diseases, and ulcers. It also strengthens the lungs, heart, and may help regulate high blood pressure. It may strengthen the immune system. It's also good for the eyesight, eliminate red and tired eyes or dry eyes. It helps to eliminate pain from physical training and muscle aches. Along with other juicing, helps detoxify the body, assists bowel movements and constipation. Therefore, it will make skin healthy and look more radiant. And it also improves your bad breath due to indigestion and throat infection. It also lessens menstrual pain. So this juice is highly recommended for one and all, and especially for those cancer patients as well. Have it first thing in the morning and in the evening as well. Again, one glass in the morning and one glass in the evening as well. So that was our health segment, the benefits of the ABC juice, also known as the medical juice. Now let's go into our homemaking segment, Auntie Kreja. Mm-hmm. 10 things people with tidy kitchens do every day. Well, let's find out their secrets. Now, if you ever visit a friend's home unannounced, only to discover that their kitchen is squeaky clean without any warning, you might wonder how they do it. Well, apparently the secret to a clean kitchen is daily upkeep. Let's find out. The first one is they use a one-in-one-out rule when stocking the fridge. And this sister says, every time I come home with groceries, I wipe the shelves down and remove anything that doesn't look fresh. Now, by removing food that's no longer edible by adding new items, it keeps our fridge from becoming overcrowded and cuts down on clutter and food waste. Secondly, they combine each meal with a chore. And it doesn't mean just cleaning your plate after you eat. Every morning I use the stove to make eggs. After eating, I remove the metal stove tops and wipe the surface with an organic cleaner. Also, make it a habit of making a meal as a trigger to get her to clean a little over time. It would feel weird if she didn't follow through with it. Thirdly, they keep wipes where they can see them. Now, I think this also most of us do. Yes. Here we have this kitchen dish cloths. You know, we've got laying all over the show in the kitchen, at the basin, at the other stove, on another stove, all at the table. So it's quick and easy just to wipe out. Now, disinfecting wipes helps stay on top of spot cleaning in her kitchen. This is everything from the messy area around the dishes to a spill on the floor. I usually do double duty too. If the wipe isn't gross after cleaning a spill, I'll fold it over and wipe off the top of the coffee maker, stove hood, or dishwasher door. Another tip, they store food that must be eaten toward the front of the fridge. Mm-hmm. Good idea. And this sister says it prevents food from spoiling by staying on top of what she has in her fridge. I put all foods that are close to their enjoy by date in the front of the fridge. This way they top of mind when she opens the door looking for something to eat, and expired food clutter doesn't even have a chance to form any molds. Another tip, set a timer. On your mark, get set, and don't stop cleaning until you hear the ding. If you want to follow the advice of another sister, she says, I set a timer and clean for 15 minutes every morning after breakfast and every night after dinner. Also, use label bins so they never sit idly. Storage containers aren't just for your coffee or closet anymore. On a daily basis, make sure that books and papers go into bins assigned to each child and have a catch-all tub for miscellaneous items. and it takes 5 minutes and really tames the paper and clutter in the kitchen. Good idea.
Yes.
Another tip, they empty the dishwasher as soon as it's done. Okay. Nothing causes a backup of dirty dishes piling up in your sink faster than the dishwasher full of clean dishes that you still need to put away. And this sister says she likes to multitask and empty it while she's waiting for other things to finish in the kitchen, like boiling water or food that's heating up in the microwave. And I think this is where we all actually lack, because we know the dishes are in the dishwasher, it's clean, it's out of the way, and it's not seen. Tend to leave it there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another tip, they make wiping down countertops the only rule they will always follow. Now, if you think about what touches your kitchen counters, mail, money, dirty laundry, or your spills, you want to clean them constantly. According to the sister, you have to acknowledge how dirty and unsanitary your counters are. I wipe mine down before cooking and after eating, so nothing builds up and permanently sticks to my countertops. Plus, you can't wipe down a countertop that's cluttered. So if wiping them down is the one habit you adopt, it will also force you to keep them clear. Another tip is to use the eyeball technique when cooking. This is basically Auntie Richard's and mine as well. This is one says, to reduce mess and dishes, I generally gorge ingredient measurements in my hand instead of pulling out all the measuring cups and spoons. But a word of warning, you should skip when baking, which requires more precise measurements indeed.
Yes.
And I think we discussed this as well.
Yes.
When you're cooking, you can use eye measurements, but baking, stick to the measurements
yes.
as well.
Yes.
And lastly, they start fresh with a clean dish towel. Now, not just use that rag from yesterday. Clean cloths make a clean working spaces. And who pulls out a new towel every morning to clean up spills, dry dishes, and set the tone for the day? I think in my kitchen, I use more than one dish cloth. I've got one at the gas stove, one at the electric stove, and one just to wipe up anyways.
And the thing is, you have to wash and dry it nicely for the next day.
And soak it up in chicken.
And, it really works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one person can handle the kitchen very nicely with one item, a dry dishcloth or wet dishcloth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you what you make.
And also important is clean as you work. Another tip is, you know, at your basin, your kitchen, always have a sanitizer wash.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to wash your hands.
Okay.
Or just to dip your cloth in and just wipe it down quickly.
All the time.
So it's quite easy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for a break. We'll be taking your calls as well. We're going to be talking about juices, mocktails, fruits to use, drinks to use, tips and ideas on how to serve, and also what type of juice or mocktails is the favorite in your home. You can SMS or WhatsApp on 082-565-8648 or a tweet at Amara Radio Islam. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. We now go into our cooking segment of the program, and today our theme is on juices and mocktails, and we're going to be sharing with you some tips on different types of fruits to use, the drinks to use, and tips and ideas on how to serve as well. And one of the listeners has shared me a lovely recipe now. I will be sharing out to you later. Then recipes we're sharing with you is easy peasy juice, apple and lemon cooler, a cranberry cooler, and a strawberry and pineapple punch as well. And the question we're asking you today is, what type of juice or mocktail is a favorite in your home? Adigraja, what type of juice or mocktail is a favorite in your home?
Oh, I think we have so many that are favorite that I can't even tell you what is it. But at the moment, being so hot, the lemonade is the best juice. And in there, you can do so much. You can put watermelon, you can put raspberries, you can put strawberries in a lemonade juice.
Mm.
You just liquidize your fruit and you put it in the juice. And you have to serve it ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really very refreshing.
Okay. I think the favorite in our home right now is the sorbet, the water
sorbet. Okay.
It's really tasty. I think it's very cooling
as
well.
It is cooling.
But then again, if you have too much of it,
you know, you have a problem with your feet,
your sinuses, so everything in moderation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I think that you spoke about the lemonade.
Yes.
Okay. And you can add fruits to it.
Yes.
So do you liquidize the fruit?
Yes. You have to liquidize the fruit also. And you can use any fruit of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can use watermelon. The other day my daughter tried it with the watermelon, but it was so tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon and watermelon.
Okay.
Then you get the lemon and raspberry. You get lots of berries these days.
Yes.
So you can use any berries in there. But it's really, really very nice.
Okay. Now what about when you don't have, if you're having like a fruit to use, that means you can use fruits that's in season to make up a juice or a mocktail.
Yes.
Okay, then what happens if you don't have that fruit in season? Can you use the canned one?
Yes, you can use. There's absolutely nothing wrong. You can use a canned juice also.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously anything that's fresh will be much tasting much nicer than the tin one or the bottle one or whatever.
Okay, and I think maybe you just need to be a bit innovative when making juices.
Yes.
And some of you will see got an orange juice. Like last week I took an orange juice and I had some strawberries. And I had some leftover peaches, canned peaches,
uh-huh.
And I put sugar and liquidized it. With ice, it was so tasty.
So tasty.
You
again,
your sugar
you must
in.
Use your own discretion,
mm-hmm.
what you like, you know. There is so many ways to make, and these days you get so many juices on the market, really,
mm-hmm.
that you can try and it really comes out nice.
Even the canned, like the strawberries, the canned pineapples, mm. the canned fruit cocktail, you can make up a punch
yes.
as well.
The punch, you can use any fruit in the punch.
And you can use canned with the combination of canned and fresh,
fresh
as well.
Fruit, yes.
Okay. Now when it comes to the types of drinks to actually mix with it, like a Sprite or lemonade, which one would you basically prefer?
Well, the best one is the Sprite, of course,
mm-hmm.
for to mix it, like, you know, when you're making an iced tea or something like that. The best is, you can use ginger ale also or Sprite Zero. Again, it's up to you. Lemonade goes fine, so it's up to you. Whatever
you spoke about an iced tea on Tuesday. We had a lovely get together prayer for the ladies and Sister Zintama. If she's listening, but if you are listening to Zinet, your iced tea was absolutely delicious. It was so simple. I just need to confirm the recipe with her,
okay.
And inshallah, we'll share it. But it was so tasty, and it was nice and cold.
Cold, yes.
So we really enjoyed that, Zinet. Then also, Auntie Gretchen, if you're going to be making your juices or your mocktails, she will have some ideas on how to serve it.
You see, you have to have, you get these beautiful mocktail glasses and things like that. So you can serve it individually. You can sugar your rum of your glasses and serve it with a pretty straw. You can actually make a little toothpick with a little of strawberry or berry and put it on the side of your glasses. It just looks so pretty. There are so many ways to garnish your glasses and your jugs and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
And you know, now you get those pretty little glasses with a lid, and the lid actually has a space for a straw. In.
Yes.
I see it on Instagram. Lovely ones.
Yes, these days they're having lots in bottles.
Mm.
They're serving juices in bottles with beautiful straws, and you make up the bottle for functions.
Mm-hmm.
And they look really very pretty.
And if you're making juices or mocktails, like big amounts for an occasion, how would you go about making big amounts? Would you just multiply it by so
yes,
much?
I normally do that. I actually do juices for functions, and I always just double, triple, whatever the amount may be, and just carry on with that juice, and it comes out perfect.
What about freezing juices?
It works absolutely, especially fresh fruit juices. You have to freeze it. And once it's out, it gets slush. It's very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Would you prefer, you know, when it comes to garnishing juices, how would you garnish in your juice or your mocktails?
You see, nowadays, lots of mint. You use a lot of mint to garnish your juices. And that gives such a nice flavor. There are so many different ways that you can garnish your juices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And different ways, different ideas. Then when it comes to different types of, the fuzzy drinks we spoke about, the Sprite, the lemonade, the ginger ale. What about the syrups?
Even the syrups. You know, you get so many syrups on the market. You're getting all these roses, cordials, the Kapile ones, the Diaz ones. There are so many different ones. Then we have the Pina Colada. That's also very nice. It's all different juices in, concentrates.
Mm-hmm.
So you can mix it with your water and it tastes just so nice. As long as it's nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. And I think you can just be innovative and making
your own type of juices
and that. And there's one juice that actually came through now from a sister who actually sent it to us. They call it flat tummy water.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm sure most of the listeners will want to you actually appreciate this one here. It's 6 cups filtered water. The recipe is for flat tummy water. It's actually a picture, which I will probably send it to Sister Faiza to put onto the website. It's flat tummy water, 6 cups filtered water, 1 tablespoon grated ginger, 1 tablespoon of grated ginger, 1 cucumber sliced, 1 cucumber sliced, 1 lemon sliced, 1 lemon sliced, 1/3 cup mint leaves, and 1/3 cup mint leaves. So for the flat tummy water, it's 6 cups filtered water, 1 tablespoon grated ginger, 1 cucumber sliced, 1 lemon sliced, 1/3 cup mint leaves, and let the mixture infuse overnight and drink it all the next day. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put it as my profile pic. Mm-hmm. So it will be easier for the listeners to get that. And the number, my SMS and WhatsApp number is 082-565-8648. And before we go take our break, we will just quickly share with you our feedback on WhatsApp. As well, this one says, Assalamu alaikum, Stamara and Sister Khadija, inshallah. In your next week's program, could you kindly share recipes on how to prepare panga fish, lionfish, king club fish, or fish and chips, and tasty fish masala? Jazakallah, wassalam. Thinking of that, Sister Jazakallah, for giving us that idea.
Idea, inshallah. Yes, we can do that.
We can do that. Jazakallah for that. Then this one says, Salam's making iced coffee for tomorrow, tonight for my loved one, how can I make it presentable in a jug?
You must put it in a jug, serve it cold, put a blob of ice cream and just garnish it with a bit of coffee on it or something like that.
Lovely. Then this one says, Sister Mara, talking about making mocktails, do you have a recipe of fresh lemon juice, the one where you liquidize the lemons?
Yes, that easy peasy one that we're going to give just now.
Okay.
That's something like that.
Okay. Then Sister Jamila Manju, okay, our family in Pietermaritzburg, Jazakallah for sending this, Jamila. We love homemade pineapple juice blended, iced tea mixed with lime or passion fruit cordial and lemonade. And I try and eat blended mint in all cause one likes the mint leaves coming in their mouth. And I just eat canned coconut milk to pineapple juice to make a pina colada.
Oh, this actually sounds basically
nice. Divine, yes. And also, Sister Fatima Mullah on Twitter, okay, let's open hers up again. She says, surrounds the refreshing juice fruit punch recipes given by Appa Khadija and Madresa are an all-time favorite at home in summer. Jazakallah for that, Sister Fatima. I think one of your students.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay, let's go for a short lesson break. When we come back, we're sharing with you lovely recipes, easy peasy juice, apple and lemon cooler, cranberry cooler, and a strawberry and pineapple punch. So get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely juice recipes. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. And a quick shout out to all my Hajj sisters, my Hajj companions, my Hajj bens, and I'm sure you listen to this program, and inshallah we will be meeting soon, and Jazakallah for all the lovely messages and a shout out. So to all my Haji sisters, Haji parents, hope you're enjoying the day as well. And too many names to remember, but you know who you are. Jazakallah. Well, let's go on to juices perfect for the heat. Let's start off with the first juice, easy peasy juice, Auntie Khadija.
Okay, for the easy peasy juice, it's 1 liter cold water, 3/4 cup sugar. You liquidize it and then you add 1 lime cubed with the peel. Liquidize that. Put about 7 cubes of ice in a jug. Put strainer on jug and pour juice. Serve chilled. Now, optional, you can use any fruit like watermelon, pineapple, granadilla, etc. Any fruit, about 3/4 cup of the fruit.
Easy, refreshing.
Very easy.
So for an easy peasy juice, it's 1 liter cold water, 1 liter cold water, 3/4 cup sugar, 3/4 cup sugar. You liquidize and add in 1 lime cubed with peel. 1 lime cubed with peel. Liquidize, then put 7 cubes ice in a jug. 7 cubes ice in jug. Put strainer on jug and pour juice and serve chilled. Now you can use any fruit, watermelon, pineapple, granatella, plus minus 3/4 cup of fruit. Now we go on to the next recipe. It's an apple and lemon cooler.
Okay, for the apple and lemon cooler, you need 2 medium-sized smooth skin lemons, 3 medium-sized green apples, 1/2 cup of granadilla pulp, 1.5 cups of sugar, 6 cups water, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 cup granadilla pulp for garnishing. Now for the method, you wash and you chop your lemons with the skin. You liquidize 2 lemons in 2 cups of water and you strain. You wash and you core your apples with peel. You liquidize the sugar in 2 cups of water. You liquidize the chopped apples, granadilla pulp in 2 cups of water. You strain the apple mixture and combine with the lemon juice. You add salt, granadilla pulp, and chill well before serving.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very nice.
Nice. So for an apple and lemon cooler, it's 2 medium-sized smooth skin lemons. That's 2 medium-sized smooth skin lemons. 3 medium-sized green apples. 3 medium-sized green apples. 1/2 cup of granadilla pulp. 1/2 cup of granadilla pulp. 1.5 cups sugar. 1.5 cups sugar. 6 cups water. That's 6 cups water. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 cup granadilla pulp for garnishing. For the method, you wash and chop lemons with skins. Liquidize lemons in 2 cups of water and strain. Wash and core apples with peels. Liquidize sugar in 2 cups water. Liquidize chopped apples, granadilla pulp, in 2 cups water. Strain apple mixture and combine with the lemon juice. Add salt and granadilla pulp and chill well before serving. This is indeed lovely. The next recipe I decorate is a cranberry cooler.
Okay, so for the cranberry cooler, you need 1 cup of cranberry juice chilled, 1 cup strawberries chopped, 2 cups of vanilla ice cream, and a tablespoon of caster sugar. You blend all the ingredients in a liquidizer and you serve it immediately. It's a very simple recipe, but very refreshing also.
Okay, for the cranberry cooler, it's 1 cup cranberry juice chilled. And you do get lots of cranberry juice.
Yes,
you can get the skin, the liquid fruit,
whichever one.
So it's 1 cup cranberry juice chilled, 1 cup strawberries chopped, and strawberries are definitely in season. Then you take 2 cups vanilla ice cream and a tablespoon of caster sugar. Blend all ingredients in a liquidizer and serve immediately. This might be so yummy.
It is.
Like a milkshake.
It's like a milkshake because of the ice cream.
So tasty. Yes. Then it's a next recipe, strawberry and pineapple punch.
Okay, for the strawberry and pineapple punch, you need 2 cups of strawberries chopped, 3 cups of water, 1 cup pineapple chopped, 2 cups of water. Then you need 1.5 cups of sugar, 1.5 cups of water, a drop of red coloring, and 20 ice cubes. Now for the method, you blend your strawberries and water and you strain mixture into a pot. You blend your pineapples with water and strain into the strawberry mixture. You boil your sugar and water until a thin syrup forms. You leave to cool and add to your strawberry juice. Add coloring and ice cubes and pour into a jug.
A different one again.
Very nice.
So for the strawberry and pineapple punch, you require 2 cups strawberries chopped. That's 2 cups strawberries chopped. 3 cups of water. That's 3 cups of water. 1 cup pineapple chopped. 1 cup pineapple chopped. And 2 cups water. Then you also require 1.5 cups sugar, 1.5 cups sugar, 1.5 cups water, a drop of red coloring and 20 ice cubes. Now for the method, you blend the strawberries and water and strain mixture into a pot. Then you blend pineapple with water and strain into strawberry mixture. Then you boil sugar and water until a thin syrup forms. You leave to cool and add to the strawberry juice. Add coloring and ice cubes and pour into a jug. So basically, while you're doing your strawberries and your pineapple, you can let your sugar and water
put your syrup up. Yes. And it gets cold, and you just add your syrup to the to your fruit. I mean.
Okay. Okay. Then the sister says, please, Adikareja, please share your lemonade and watermelon juice recipe.
Well, it's just normal watermelon, and you just add as much watermelon, but you have to liquidize and strain it in your lemon juice. Lemonade.
Okay. Now this may be drifting away from juices, but it's a query. I'm sure you can help the sister or Antikaritra. She says, making sheesh kebab for supper. Please, can you give me a recipe? My mix always breaks off the skewers when frying or grilling. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong.
You see, it depends what meat you're using. Because normally if you're using mutton, you have to put a little bit of fat in the meat. So what happens, it's nice and juicy and it's soft.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't break. And the normal recipe is, it's very easy actually. You just have to put your salt, your pepper, your nutmeg, your little bit of green masala, and your chopped greens with the fat in the mixture.
Mm.
And you just combine all that and you put it in.
And there is lots of recipes on our website.
I have a lot of, yes, I think Radio Islam's got a lot, because I remember mm-hmm. giving a lot of shish kebab recipes on air.
Mm-hmm. So what else can you use to bind it? The fat, besides the fat,
you can use, normally the bread binds it, even a little of bit of egg put in also will bind it.
The bread and the egg would actually bind it.
Definitely.
If maybe some people don't want to use the fat or something.
Yes,
like that.
You can use either the bread or the, even onion is very nice.
Onion, but just make sure you squeeze out the water.
Yes, you have to squeeze the water out.
Okay. Yes. Another one says, and nothing beats a tang juice on a hot day, and also don't use the peel or the pit sometimes it makes the juice bitter. Be very careful of the pits. I won't say the peel so much.
Not the peel.
The pit.
It's always the pit and the white of the lemon inside. You must always remember, you cut your lemon into four and you remove the white inside with the pits. And the juice will never go bitter.
Mm, always remember that. Okay. Then this one says, liquidize in small piece of ginger with your pineapple and sugar water, strain and serve chilled.
That's also a nice ginger. If you like ginger, then that's very nice.
Okay. Then this one says, she also gave another recipe. It's a mint cooler.
Mm-hmm.
She says, fill a large plastic dish with mint leaves with the stalks, then rinse thoroughly, sprinkle one mug of sugar over. Then you press mint leaves down and fill enough water just to cover the leaves. Place a large plate over to keep the leaves pressed down. Leave in the fridge overnight. Remove and squeeze out mint leaves. Squeeze the juice of a half or large lemon and add in some green color. Strain through a fine sieve and mint leaves and lemon slices and serve cold. She says it's also very refreshing hot day. Then this Sister Jamila says, you can freeze lime slices or edible flowers in water in your cupcake pans and add to your drink just to chill and
yes,
add a piece.
It looks very nice. Even your fruit you can add in your ice cubes. And when you're garnishing, you can use them.
Mm-hmm. And also then, yes, so basically also, I think that's one of the secret tips also, a must-have tip that you all must remember is to remove the pits and the white.
Yes, always.
Yes, and what about using also oranges?
Yes, the oranges also, but you have to peel your orange. When you're making orange juice, you must remember to always peel your orange, not with the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't taste nice with the skin on. Okay. And then you get lots of the melons, the spun specks, and that juice also. It's really very nice.
Now, if you're making, it's good you brought that up. I was thinking of that. If you're making a melon or spun speck juice, would you use water or Sprite or lemonade?
Okay. Again, it's entirely up to you. Not any fuzzy drinks. There are lots of people that make it with milk or with water. So again, it's your choice, but you have to add your sugar in your milk and all that. That's more like a frothy milkshake we're putting milk in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put a bit of ice cream in there also, which makes a nice milkshake, like a melon milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to serve it normal, you just add your water with your sugar. I normally do that, and it's really very tasty.
Okay. Now, got another recipe. This one says a strawberry daiquiri.
Uh-huh.
1 punnet strawberries. That's for the strawberry daiquiri. It's 1 punnet strawberries, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/2 cup sugar, 2 liters of water, 2 liters of water, 1/2 cup grenadine cordial, 1/2 cup grenadine cordial, 1/4 cup lime cordial, 1/4 cup lime cordial. You blend together and serve chilled.
Mm.
This is really divine. Mm-hmm. And you can top it up with your vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
And your straws, and you can put slices of strawberries on top.
Okay.
And then Brother Eunice says he likes ilachi syrup in cold milk.
Okay, that's more like a falooda.
Like a falooda type of thing, yes.
Yes, that's also very nice.
Mm-hmm. And also, that's, yes. So, and if you want to make like frozen juices, like freeze or like something cold.
Yes, you make the juice before the time and you just freeze it in your buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just empty it out when it's time to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I normally do that because I love, by me, in our family, they love fresh juices.
Mm-hmm.
So I make all the time and I try and put it away in the freezer so it gets nice and slush by the evening, and then it's so nice and cold, like, you know.
Okay. And then also, you know, if you're going to be serving like for a wedding or for a lot of like jalsas and functions coming up now, so what would be ideal juices to serve if you're serving for huge crowds?
You know, last week I had to make somebody wanted 10 liters and I used the lemongrass drink and I did give it, I suppose it is on the Radio Islam's website also. Oh, but it's such a hit. It is such a hit, that juice. It's got no cold drinks, nothing. It's not a fizzy drink.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be served ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get all the iced teas these days. You know, you get the different types of iced teas. That also goes very nice for big functions.
I just received a juice. You won't believe it.
Uh-huh.
It's a China fruit juice.
Yes. That also. Okay, give it on air.
Okay, the China fruit juice is 1 packet orange tang mixed. 1 packet orange tang mix. Now, orange tang is a packet of tang juice.
The tang juice, you get it here at Shama's. Okay. All flavors,
yes,
actually.
1 packet orange tang mixed with 1 liter water. 1 cup orange oros. That's 1 cup orange oros with 3 cups water. That's 1 cup orange oros with 3 cups water. 4 to 6 China pits soaked in 1 cup warm water. That's 4 to 6 China pits soaked in 1 cup warm water. Mix water of pits with oros and tang, and you add mint leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forward this to Faiza, and it's actually in picture form. I'm going to forward it to you, Auntie Grisha.
Okay.
And also forward it to Faiza, and then she can just put it onto the website. So let me quickly repeat the China fruit juice. It's 1 packet orange tang mixed with 1 liter water. 1 cup orange oros mixed with 3 cups water, 4 to 6 China pits soaked in 1 cup warm water, and mixed water of pits with oros and tang, and chopped with mint leaves. Later on, I will be putting it onto my profile pic as well. And let's just go to one more. Okay, this one says, Sagala, for a lovely program, my favorite is strawberry daiquiri.
Mm.
What's your favorite, Sister Amara? Well, mine would also be strawberry daiquiri and the syrupot indeed.
Yes.
Okay. And, okay. Yes, now we've come to the end of the program. And, okay, this one says, Salaz, please give me the lemongrass drink recipe. It's on our website.
Yes.
We did it a while back.
We did.
Go into the website. You can get all your drinks and things like that. And it's on our website. And the other recipes we will be putting onto the website later today. And those who don't have access to internet can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will gladly assist you with the recipes. So from myself, Sister Amara, and at the Great Jai Brand. Inshallah, I'll be back with you on next Tuesday and then Thursday again. Sure. At the Great Jai, what would you go with a theme on fish again?
We'll see. Let's see what
Let's think
can.
About it.
Yeah, okay.
Few days. Okay. And then we'll see. Because we've got so much we wanted to still discuss before we actually go and leave again. Well, that's all where we leave it for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.